So whilst we're in our prime, let's dance. Time to change who you are, honey, you're fine, fine. As long as we are women with dreams, tonight the world is ours. We're gonna have that girl talk for sure. Upstairs, downstairs. Breast health, sex and reproductive health. That is her health and happiness. All aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. Yes, we are. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. Do you know, we've got a great listenership and we want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listen to us. We are the only radio station that literally covers every area of health and vitality. And all I want to say to you this morning is, today, whatever time you're listening, how you're doing? Remember, whatever is happening, no matter what is happening in your life, good, bad, indifferent, whatever it is, I do still hope that you remember, like me, you two are blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. And this week, I'm blessed to be speaking with Amy Dowden, star dancer from Strictly Come Dancing, and we are in collaboration with the drive to raise more breast cancer awareness from Breast Cancer Now. We are talking about her diagnosis the day before her honeymoon back in 2023, at the tender age of 32. And so we are going to have a wonderful, it was a lovely conversation with her and Lady Sally from Breast Cancer Now. And I'm going to be playing that interview very shortly. But I want to start the show by asking you a question. Is your health as successful as your job? That is a question I used to ask people from 2006, seven. There was three A1 posters I had done. I said, is your health as successful as your job? I asked the question, your body is your advert. What does it say about you? And the last one really was a statement. And that statement really was, if you have no regard for your body has no regard for you. Now, that can sound quite harsh, but it's not. My question is this. What are you chasing? Are you chasing money? Are you chasing success? Are you chasing deadlines? Which one of those are you chasing? Because whilst you are chasing those things, you are quietly gambling with the very body that allows you to enjoy them. That's why I created the Physical Pension Plan Investment Program. Health and finance in harmony. When you think about what we're doing and how we're living our life today, you know, we never had these things back in the old days because we never had what we have today. We never had the technology. We never had access to things. Women weren't driving and striving to have equality with men and be in the same positions as men and occupy those same chairs as men. And that's not a put down in any which way, shape or form. There is nothing wrong with us being successful. But for many of us, that success comes at a cost. And our bodies, we're equal, but not the same. We know that from a biological perspective, but also physiologically, hormonally, mentally, emotionally, we are so different. And the ways in which stress shows up in our bodies versus our male counterparts is totally, totally different. And stress is not always the root cause, but It is often the moment that everything begins to unravel. It's the catalyst, not the cause. So it was wonderful. Last weekend, I ran my free online masterclass, and it was What's Your Pelvic Floor Secret? So I was sharing pelvic secrets for a better midlife. I know the conversation still takes time for us to get into, and I have mentioned and shared after I saw something on social media about the way in which we will be able to access the opportunity to be seen by a consultant, how we will be referred. So what's going to change from the 1st of April in this country is you go to the doctor, and based on how, this is my interpretation. So we go to the doctor and we tell the doctor what is wrong with us. But based on the way we explain and express what we are experiencing and the little history we give or context, that information is then typed by the doctor, interpreted by the doctor, and sent via email to a consultant. So it's almost a bit, to me, in my mind, like Chinese whispers. I go to the doctor, doctor, I have back pain. The doctor then types in, Jennifer Russell, patient, came in, has back pain. And based on how he words that email, then will depend on what the consultant will come back and tell him to share with me. And that would be my outcome. And it can take, you know, 3 or 4 attempts before I finally, when it's not working, get the referral that I need to the doctor. But that could cost you a lot. So this is really important for us to start to take the time. As I mentioned, and I've mentioned so many times, you know me, sassy, sexy, 63, right? Look up on my profiles, you'll see, you know, no Botox, no fillers, no nothing. It's just all natural, right? I'm not saying I don't look old. I don't look old, if that makes sense. But I know there's a difference to the youthfulness of our skin. I understand that 100%. But what I'm saying is that I still have the energy and the vitality for the journey. That's the difference. So we have to recognize that when we were in our late 20s, early 30s, we looked at our parents who were in their sassy, sexy 60s, and they didn't look sassy, sexy. They looked old. We thought they looked old. And now, 30 on years on, we're in the same position. But we don't look like them. And we have so many different opportunities that they didn't have 33 years ago. The difference is, though, our parents quietly hid their incontinence, their prolapses, their lack of sexual feeling, and we knew nothing. But now our daughters, I don't have a daughter, but if you're a mother of a daughter, or even the father of a son, they are seeing their parents and thinking, my mum's organs are falling out of her vagina. My mum is struggling to maintain continence when she laughs or jumps, and she always has to plan what to wear, that her wardrobe choice is limited because of her pelvic secret, etc., etc. She can't jump on the trampoline with her grandchildren because she's too scared she might embarrass herself. Her social connections are being affected by these things. And then because of that, she's choosing to limit her drinks, and now she's dehydrating. And it's causing all these different comorbidities. And so this new generation don't want that experience. So they are stepping up. So when I saw that article in the Sunday Times a few weeks ago about pelvic floor health being on trend in 2026, it is, but it's not my generation that made it on trend. It's the ones below who have looked at the parents of this generation and said, that's not my portion. But it doesn't mean that we of an age can't now get involved. We looked at 6 areas when we did this workshop that actually our pelvis and pelvic floor is responsible for or is impacted by. We looked at the structural, we looked at the mechanical, neurological, energetic, hormonal and emotional areas. And we didn't even touch spiritual or nutritional. There was so much more to look at. But, you know, what happens is our pelvic floor is more than just symptoms. It's so much more than symptoms. It's not symptoms, it's systems. And once we start to understand the systems, we're able to understand the symptoms. So symptoms and systems, but you have to understand the systems that drive it, which is why I shared those. So there is a replay for that, for those that registered to do that. And I will be doing this one again in a few weeks' time. However, what I will be doing is covering this more in detail at the next Unfiltered. And the next Unfiltered in Soho, 54 Dean Street, Sacred Grounds, is on the 16th of May. And we will be covering breast health as well as pelvic health, because you can't not do the two. So I think really what's really important is for us just to look at the physiology of unraveling, because literally that's what we're doing. Our life is unraveling before our eyes. Like, I don't know what's going on with me. What's happening? I don't understand what's happening to my body. There's all these transitional changes that come with menopause. But there are transitional changes that come with prolonged, exaggerated levels of stress. And so what we've got is we've got a spike in stress, which spikes the stress hormone cortisol, which can spike the blood sugar, which can then affect our insulin resistance. So we have our hormones disrupted, which then interrupts our menstrual changes and creates menstrual changes. And then we have symptoms that show up in menopause, but can also show up in our menstrual cycle. But we link most of those symptoms to menopause. When our nervous system is dysregulated, we tend to find that the body becomes more inflamed, and then we become more lethargic and we start to struggle with fatigue. And so our body is trying to cope. And it keeps trying to cope until our life keeps asking us for more than our habits can support. And once our life demands more than our habits can support, we're in trouble. But this can also be linked to divorce, loss, career pressure, caregiving. Because now these are things outside of ourselves that we didn't plan for, that we didn't actually see coming. And all of those things, divorce, loss, career pressure and caregiving, can actually create a massive stress response that many of us struggle to deal with and to understand. And if we don't understand what comes with that pressure, then it can be really hard. It can be hard even planning for a wedding, planning for a funeral. They come with their own stresses. And if the body is already overloaded, then that's it. It's life is asking us for more than our habits are able to support. And therefore, the stress goes up, the cortisol, the blood sugar goes all over the place, the insulin goes everywhere. The hormones are definitely disrupted. Therefore, we can have menstrual changes. Many people can be so stressed, the periods stop. And then we may think we're going into early menopause. But the menopause symptoms are exaggerated and exacerbated because the systems are overloaded. And that nervous system dysregulation shows up as inflammation and fatigue. And so the cycle keeps going until we stop and realize what is happening. Now, I'm going to play a trail. And after I play the trail, I'm going to come back and bring in the interview I did with the wonderful Amy Dowden and Sally Ng. And it's going to be a nice, it was a really powerful interview. And I really do hope it helps somebody. So we don't have to always wait until the end of the year when it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because the statistics for breast cancer are quite shocking. And once we start to realise, you know, where we find ourselves, there are things we can consider by God's grace. And hopefully we can make changes. So let's play a trail and then let's listen to the wonderful Amy Dowden.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So today, this week actually, I'm really blessed because I'm speaking with Strictly Come Dancing star Amy Dowden, and we are talking about the rise in breast cancer in women. So statistics are showing that almost 1 million people are living with or beyond breast cancer, and this figure is set to rise to over 1.4 million by 2050. And so Amy has joined forces with the UK's leading breast cancer charity to raise awareness, sharing her own powerful journey after being diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer in 2023 at the young age, 32. You could be my daughter. I'm double your age, Amy. Amy discovered a lump through self-examination the day before her honeymoon, leading to a mastectomy, chemotherapy, fertility treatment, and ongoing care, including a second preventative mastectomy. Now clear of the disease since 2024, but still receiving monthly treatment, Amy's openness has inspired thousands to check themselves and seek support, highlighting the importance of early detection and the life-changing realities of treatment side effects like fertility challenges. And since I specialize in female intimate health, this is definitely an upstairs downstairs story. So Amy, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all right. That's quite a mouthful, wasn't it? That I just had to get, yeah. I read the story and I thought, no, I'm doing this. Normally I don't do the whole intro, but I'm just like, no, I have to read this. It's really important. So first and foremost, congratulations on being married.
Thank you so much.
So this must be really quite a journey because obviously the day before your honeymoon, mm-hmm. you discover you have this lump. So the impact then obviously going off on a honeymoon, this is like the most exciting period of your life. You've just become mm-hmm. Mrs. You're about to go and celebrate that journey into, of marriage and being a wife. And now you find out straight away that you're going to come back and start to deal with a wife with sickness and sickness that could actually potentially, go one way or the other. So just talk me through that bit first, please.
It was devastating. It was a very long awaited honeymoon. We were meant to get married in 2020 and COVID hit. So we had to keep postponing our wedding. And finally, we're going on our dream holiday to the Maldives. And I found the lump the day before. And I just knew I had a really bad gut feeling. And yeah, when we were there and the doctor confirmed, yes, it's cancer. And then in his next breath, what are your fertility plans? And it was like a double stab to the gut. I didn't think that cancer could affect even your fertility. Having to be put into menopause at the age of 32 due to it being hormone fed. And it was just absolutely devastating. And, a journey that we certainly as a newly married couple never thought we were about to embark. And I'm now on a mission to do all I can to help raise awareness. Cancer doesn't discriminate. And unfortunately, from the research Breast Cancer Now is done and the campaign being launched today, in breast cancer is the most deadly disease in working age women. And, it's just under 1 million people affected by breast cancer, both male and female in the UK. And from the research Breast Cancer Now is then that's set to rise by 2050 to 1.4 million. So yeah, I'm on a mission to use my platform in the best way possible, and that's to help raise awareness, help research, get the message out there, and, you know, to turn Breast Cancer Now into hopefully Breast Cancer Never.
Amen, amen. Definitely Breast Cancer Never. I think this is the hardship, really, is that we don't, you know, like you said working women. And, you know, this drive to climb the corporate ladder, to be successful, you know, London wages and prices, you know, having to have two incomes into our household. So we're juggling so many things and we're not really expressing ourselves. And from an energetic perspective, because it's anecdotal, we're not also aligning the energies, the inability to express, the keep going. We're not actually realizing what we're holding on to, and we're holding it right there in the heart. And whatever impacts upstairs in the breast will have a direct impact on our reproductive and our sex and reproductive organs. And we're not being taught this. And we're not being told this.
I had no idea. And it was like a real double stab to the gut. And all of a sudden you're processing a cancer diagnosis, and then, you know, all of a sudden thrown into this fertility issue.
Yes.
And you've got like weeks to make the really important decisions, and it's so hard to process it all at once. And yeah, and I'm on a mission to educate myself and to others further, really. You know, because every day I'm still asked, when are you having a baby? The clock is ticking. I'm like, well, no, my clock's already ticked, actually, because I get so like uptight. I'm already in menopause, and I'm just like, don't ask questions.
Did you have a hysterectomy then or something?
No, I got, so basically I had to be put into menopause at 32 years old.
Okay, okay. And so, and again, there's different ways to make families. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
I'm just going to quickly bring in Sally. So sorry, Sally. Sally's sitting there. She's so just nice and just like, I'm here. So sorry, Sally. Sally Cook is Associate Director of Nursing and Health Information for Breast Cancer Now. So Sally, also welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Thanks, Jenny. I'm really pleased to be here and you giving us this platform to talk about this really important issue.
No, it's really important. And I think one of the things there, you see, you know, that you mentioned there, Amy, I mean, it is a sensitive subject, and people look at you, you know, you're a beautiful woman, you know, you've got this lovely body, you've done Strictly Come Dancing, you're here, and, you know, everyone's looking, think, oh, I could look like Amy. So the natural question is going to be, you just got married, you know, when is the baby going to come? But Sally, you must have, you know, you obviously you're dealing with women like Amy, on a day-to-day basis, moment by moment. And, you know, breast cancer is one diagnosis, especially when you're young. But breast cancer and then no children in the next breath is like, you know, how does the charity work with that, and how do you help women through that?
Yeah, and, you know, as Amy, you know, quite clearly said, you know, there's over a million, you know, just under a million people living with and beyond breast cancer. Mm. As Amy said, some of those treatments can affect, you know, things like the menopause. So, you know, especially hormone sensitive breast cancers. So, and often that's not that transitional menopause that many people may experience. That can often feel like an overnight switch. And you know, how do you manage those symptoms and the impact they're having on you? So these are sometimes the lesser things spoken about. People are often aware of things like hair loss and maybe nausea and vomiting, you know, related to breast cancer treatments. But what we found from our recent survey is some of those misconceptions. People don't understand the other impacts, like, you know, the impact on fertility for people, the menopausal symptoms, you know, the returning to work, the finishing your treatment and not feeling, everyone thinking that you're just going to get back to normal. And sometimes you don't, you know, some people don't feel like that. There are also people that, you know, that do have children, and they're talking to their children about a diagnosis as well. So at Breast Cancer Now, you know, we're there for that life-changing support in terms of that information and support to talk these things through. And we work, you know, in parallel with, you know, the NHS, who are amazing teams treating people like Amy, you know, for a breast cancer diagnosis. But we're here, we've got a helpline, we've got lots of information on our website. You know, we help that kind of peer-to-peer support, so we connect people up that have maybe had similar experiences, because for some people they find that helpful. But, you know, part of our mission is also to supercharge and really double our funding for that life-saving research. And also those change-making campaigns, so that people are getting access to treatments information, support, a breast screening service that's, you know, fit for the future and doesn't have any barriers for people to attend.
That's fantastic. Well, do you know what? On the 16th of May, I do these talks in Soho. I started them last year on International Women's Day. Every other month, I have a talk on a different topic around our female intimate health and the whole person. And I am doing it around pelvic health. And I'm asking, what's your pelvic secret? I also have a lady who is living with, they say that she's still got breast cancer in her lymph nodes. So she's actually coming to talk. I'd love to have you guys involved in one way or another. It's just a beautiful little coffee shop in Soho. Sacred Grounds is a great name. And it's just to really raise awareness. And again, I think especially there, what you're saying, Amy, with the difference, one, for age. So in 2024, the 29th of December 2024, one of my really good friends went in and had a mastectomy on her left breast. They said she had stage 4 breast cancer. I had an abnormal cell on my right breast. So I went on in January 25 and I had a biopsy and that nipped a vessel in my breast and created a massive blood clot. So I actually ended up in 3 different hospitals. And that same day I came home and I went to bed. I felt fine. But then when my son got home from college and he just spoke to me, I got up and go to the toilet. I was like, what is going on? And I was just literally, I'm small busted anyway, but I ended up, I just kept saying to my friends, now I know what it looks like when you have only one breast implant, because it was so big. And I had to keep going back. And we ended up going to Royal Free all the time. Every time our appointments were on the same day, she was going into the breast cancer recovery part. And I was going in to see about the biopsy. And I count myself as blessed that, you know, I went through that journey with her. And even then she was away and she actually had a seizure when she was on holiday a year and a half ago. And it's taken 18 months to get her driving license back. So there's so many different things that are impacted that we don't even think about. But I think, you know, for yourself, Amy, you know, I always talk about upstairs and downstairs. And I've done these talks for years. I could be your mum. I'm like double your age. And it'd be so nice to be able to have this conversation and raise that awareness more, because as you mentioned, Sally, there's hormone related breast cancers. There's so many different types of, we just hear the word breast cancer, but we don't realize.
It's a spectrum of a disease. Yeah,
exactly. And then how it impacts other people. So Amy, what things have you put in place now then in terms of, you know, where's your marriage taking you? What is, because it's weird, as a Christian, I know that God always has a purpose for everything, and there's always a mess in your message. So where do you feel your purpose is now?
You know, I'm just getting as fit and healthy and as happy as I possibly can. And I've got a really supportive husband.
Lovely.
I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, when the time is right, when the oncology team think it's right, and we will look at what options are available to us.
Amen. Amen. Because families come in so many, so many, so many different ways. There is that beauty in carrying a child, but there's also beauty in carrying someone else's child who doesn't have the opportunity to be carried. Yeah. I have 2 sons now, but I say to people that I have 2 boys, 2 different fathers. I do it deliberately. Then I go, 2 different mothers, but still my sons. So I was asked 7 years ago to take a friend's son for one night so he wouldn't get lost in the system. And that was one night. That was the 1st of August 2019. And he's at home sleeping now and I'm here looking after mum today. So it just, you know, and he is my son. He is my son, my lifeblood. He's like my ride or die. You know, it comes in different ways. So, you know, I know that you're really, really going to be blessed with so much more. And I can see with the passion that's in you that God has got something really special for you. And you will have an absolutely amazing life.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. So, Sally, can you just talk me through maybe just 2 or 3 different types of the breast cancers?
Yeah, I mean, probably some of the most common ones people know is breast cancers are kind of tested for markers. So we know that we test for estrogen, progesterone, and something called HER2. And so, you know, people can have, you know, a diagnosis, a specific histological type. So, you know, a lobular breast cancer or a non-specific type breast cancer, but these markers also help whilst they help individualize that treatment, they can often kind of define the type of breast cancer. Some people will talk about what they call triple negative breast cancer, so a type of breast cancer that doesn't have any of those markers. So it means that you know, the treatment needs to be specific to them. There are people that have what we call estrogen positive breast cancers, and Amy's one of those. So as part of their treatment pathway, they are likely to have some hormonal therapy. And what we know is the side effect to those can be, you know, this medically induced, you know, menopause and those symptoms that, you know, come out of nowhere and can sometimes be a real kind of challenge to deal with. So, yeah, it's really important that, you know, we give that, you know, life-changing support and information to help navigate people through that. I worked in the NHS, you know, since, you know, 2003 before joining Breast Cancer Now 4 years ago. So, you know, we use the kind of terminology around the histology and the staging and the treatments, but not, you know, not everyone's aware of those. And it's about how do we navigate people through that process with that kind of information and support that's underpinned by that, you know, that life-changing research. And as I said, that, you know, that change-making campaign that we do in terms of, you know, making sure people are getting access to treatment. And as I said, you know, the breast screening service or, you know, any developments that come later down the line, how can we better identify those people at risk, stratify that screening process? You know, all of this work is going on, you know, both across the UK and globally. And Breast Cancer Now want to supercharge that. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're having an impact there. And as I said, our 2050 bold vision is that, you know, by 2050, anyone diagnosed with breast cancer lives and they live well.
Amen. Amen. So what's your next project, Amy? What's on the cards for you next?
I'm lucky enough to be going on tour with Carl Askew, the current Strictly winner. And it's called Reborn. And again, you know, it's raising awareness and dancing through and celebrating how far I've come, but obviously we do cover what I've been through with my breast cancer journey, and Carlos's story as well. And it's a big celebration of life as well, and I get to be able to go around the country dancing up close and personal to all the fans who supported me throughout, and to, you know, to do what I love after it was taken away from me. So I'm really grateful to be in a position to be able to do that. But at the same time, I'm so passionate about the campaigns like Breast Cancer Now is doing. And like, I love the message, we're breast cancer now to we're breast cancer never. And I'm passionate to use my platform in the right way. And, you know, I don't want it to be by 2050, the research that Breast Cancer Now has found that, you know, is 1.4 million people affected by breast cancer. Mm. I want to help and make a difference.
Well, I would love to talk to you further. And I mean, obviously you'll be on tour, but I would love, even if you did a little video thing for me and yourself, Sally, because we have it has a really amazing, massive screen. And so I can share that as well with the women that are coming to that, so they can just be able to be encouraged by your message and by, you know, your beauty and the way in which you articulate what you have. Because I think one of the things that's really important is, you know, and I always, when my dad passed away in 2007, sadly, but I always used to think to myself, like, one person gets a diagnosis and it just takes them away. And another person gets a diagnosis and they make a decision. And so we know, as much as the diagnosis is really hard to swallow, that mindset and how you turn it and repurpose it makes all the difference. And that ability to be able to encourage people, you know, that your life isn't over, you're just living it differently to how you planned, but you're living it, and you're living it to the fullest. And as you said, you're going to go on tour, you're with Carlos, you can share this story. And by sharing that story and the way in which you're sharing it with so much vitality and zest for life, yeah, people are like, oh, I can live.
Yes, and I want to show, you know, a cancer diagnosis doesn't have to define you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise, elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You know what I love is that Johan is a cancer survivor, his wife is a cancer survivor. There are so many presenters, I think, that have had one experience or another. And, you know, thank you again, Amy, and thank you, Sally. What I like is that we look at people and we make judgments based on what we see. We look, you know, this beautiful lady, she does this amazing dance in her grace, her elegance, she glides across the floor, and we look at all of those things and that's the gift that God gave her that she uses to help others to bring out the best in them. And then, you know, we don't know anybody's journey. We don't know what goes on. We don't know the levels of stress and how the body plays out. But we do know that stress, you know, will have its part in it. We do know that lifestyle factors play their part. And so the best we can do is look after the body that we were given. And that really helps us because we can't ignore the environment the body is living in when disaster develops or, you know, when disease develops. But we know, as a holistic health coach, we call it dis-ease. We know that it's that breast health is not separate from hormonal health. We know it's not separate from reproductive health. It's not separate from sexual health. It's not separate from emotional health. Well, actually, many of us don't know that it's not separate. But as I mentioned in the interview, it really is. But the same system that governs your cycles governs your cells. And it's the cellular level that we have to maintain because we get sick at the cellular level and we get well at the cellular level. It is the condition of the cells that dictates. But it's the condition of the cells is dictated by the environment, which is dictated by the systems. And based on how the systems are working and the environment that the systems create, based on the hormones that we call upon, based on our emotional responses to things, will then actually culminate in where we find ourselves for different things that can impact us in different ways. And so I think, you know, what's really lovely is that we have an opportunity to, you know, as a healthcare professional, we have an opportunity. We are not science projects. I'm not saying science does not have its place, but I can tell you that much of the pharmaceutical drugs that are used are mixed with natural herbs that are found in a lot of the African and Asian continents, where they will go out there, they will go and sit with the women in the bush. I know this to be true, firsthand, and they will get the information about how the herbs work. And a lot of the times, our ancestors just watch what the animals do when one of theirs is sick, what tree or leaf they go for, And so you find there's all these different groups, and the guinea head weed and the burdock and the dandelion and all these things, but they have great, great, great healing powers. And they will take those and mix them with chemicals and use those. And many times they may pay governments to then, they patent it to stop them using their products. They tried that with Ayurvedic medicine, but that's centuries old. You can't tell them they can't use what their ancestors used. It's crazy. But I always say this. If avocado was a man, I would marry it. But it's not. So I use it. I'm a user. I use it for its nutritional content. But when we understand there are some great, great, great superfruits that can really help fight against many of the cancers that we have, it really does make a difference. As you know, you are what you eat. You're not just what you eat. You are when you eat, how you eat, and the environment you eat in. I'll say that again. Most of us just stick to you are what you eat. But you are when, where, how, and what. You are all of those things. Avocados can maintain and contain so many nutrients that are vital to wellness. It's crazy. Kiwis, goji berries, blackberries, grapes are your number one. Now, if you have blood sugar regulations, there may be a consideration, but it depends on how you put it together. But grapes are known. And you may call it anecdotal, but a person that recovers with grapes, does very well. So you've got mangosteen, you've got apple, you've got strawberries, you've got pomegranate, you've got citrus fruits, you've got dragon fruit, you've got acacia berries. These are really good to have. Nothing almost can beat sea moss. Sea moss has 92 of the 102 nutrients that we need to balance life. Sea moss is great for so many different benefits, from weight loss to eczema, acne, burns, rashes, skin support, thyroid health. It helps vaginal health. It helps. It's also an aphrodisiac as well. It helps to remove. We know it's a big mucus dissolver, which is really, really good. And, you know, we can also look at cherries as well. We can look at raspberries. These foods are really good for us to have. Endomine beans are really associated with a lower risk of breast cancer. Cabbages that are associated with genetic changes to reduce the activities. Blackberries, well, my cousin has a blackberry bush. We've got one right outside my house, actually. Just really, really, I mean, blackberries are just divine. There's so many different things that we can take. Okra water, just get the okras, chop them up. It heals, it hydrates. It helps to balance blood sugar. It helps to lower cholesterol. It helps to relieve depression. It does so many things. Ginger. Now, if you're in the menopause, though, ginger is also a heating food. So I think the caveat I want to put here is this. A lot of these things are good, but you have to be assessed. If you're not assessing, you're guessing, right? And your health is too precious to guess with. And even good foods are not good for everybody. So that's just a point I want to make. Just because it's good doesn't mean it's good for you. So sometimes we have to just, you know, we have to assess. And as we assess, we can get ourselves where we need to be. So we are coming into the last 8 minutes of the show. Honestly, it can move really fast. But I wanted to just have a conversation, like I said. From the 1st of April, access to specialist care becomes more layered. And as I mentioned at the head of the show, if access is going to become more layered, then the one thing that we need to do then is say, right, now it's time for me, as far as is possible, to take my health into my hands. I need to understand how to emotionally regulate myself. I need to understand how to energetically regulate myself. And so I do these 60-day journeys, as I've told you about before, She Comes First. And one of the things that I get my clients to look at on day two, when we look at self-care. So yesterday we looked at self-love, because we started a new journey yesterday. Today we're on to day two, self-care. And I've reframed it as the art of reparenting self. And what I mean by that is, you know, no, there is no rule book as a parent. We have no rule book. So we raise our children based on our own experiences, our own life experiences, and the environment we grew up in, and what we perceive to be better for them than what we may have experienced for ourselves. But self-care for me is the adult response to our childhood unmet needs. And so what I do with my clients is explore what true care looks like through the external lens, the internal lens. So I'm looking at the internal, which is the thoughts, the boundaries, and the emotional hygiene, for example. I'm looking at the external, which would be like the sleep and the nourishment and the movement and the environment. And I'm looking at the energetics. I'm looking at rhythm and flow. I'm looking at how we manage light, rest, and rhythm. And these things are important because they really do play a role in what we do. Now, as I've mentioned to you, every area of health is covered by a letter in She Comes First. And whilst the T obviously is the last letter in the whole of the three words, and it's thoughts. Thoughts is the principle. It is the first principle of total health. And whether you listen to me now and think I'm talking balderdash, it is the thought, right? Because your thoughts are the root language of self-care. Because they create the emotional tone that drives every action you take. Your thoughts will build the foundation of what you repeatedly think and how you eventually live. Your thoughts will create the emotional responses that drive the hormonal responses that actually create the environment for the actions that you take or the actions that you don't take, but they also create the way in which you live. Your boundaries, your energetic and emotional fence, that's what they are. They define where you end and others begin. I mean, I'm not going to go into it all because you have to book it to get it all. But once you start to understand that, you know, what are your internal messengers? What are your signals? What does it mean to have emotional hygiene? And how does that hygiene show up? What does it mean by that? What does it mean when you're looking at sleep from an external standpoint or nourishment from an external standpoint? These things make a difference. You know, movement is medicine in motion. There's so much to it that it's amazing. It's amazing. And just thinking that your environment is your energetic habitat. Like I said, it's not too late to join the movement. You can actually sign up for this until Friday. So you can send me an email, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. Or you can go onto my LinkedIn profile, Jenny Russell. You can find me on Jenny on LinkedIn, Jenny Russell on Facebook, Pelvic Floor Secrets on Facebook. You can also go to, send me the email, pelvicsecrets@icloud. Or at Pelvic Secrets, you can find me there on Instagram and on TikTok and on X. And I just share so many different bits and pieces. And it's, for me, it's a privilege. It's a real privilege to be able to teach women how to manage their well-being, teach them how to manage their health, how to get back to vitality, how to recover well after something like breast cancer. I shared my journey, my friend's journey. And, you know, it was so great because, as I mentioned, she just got her license back the other week, and literally I could have thrown a party for her. I was so excited. But that makes such a difference because working in a school, working with special needs, still got quite a lot of high stress around in her life. But the journey to get to work was really a challenge and a half. And now that one thing gives her back that time, the extra time to get that repair and get the extra hour of sleep, which is crucial for anybody surviving any sickness, much less cancer. And so now she's in charge of, she can take back control of that area of her life. And that alone means she can now start to regulate that area of increased stress, where we know stress is something that we want to try and minimize when we find ourselves in a position of sickness. So sometimes one thing can create a cascade of things that happen. And if we don't have the support, if we don't have a partner that's there to help us through that journey, it can make it so much harder. So, I mean, we've come towards the end of the show anyway. I just want to once again thank Amy for sharing so openly, and continue to wish her wellness. And also, Sally, you know, what you're doing at Breast Cancer Now, I'm really praying that, you know, that it will go from Breast Cancer Now to Breast Cancer Never, so that people can see that, you know, there are many ways in which we can survive, and we're living differently. We're living with different things, but quality of life really dictates everything. So I'm going to end with this. There was a LinkedIn post yesterday that asked you if you wanted £10,000 a month doing nothing, or £100,000 a month, and you work 12 hours a day. Most people went for £100,000, but not your girl here, Jenny Russell. I said no, because time, the most precious gift that God gave us all, is a gift taken lightly with barely a thought. Not for resale, washed away on a whim, then chased after frantic when the darkness sets in. Use your time wisely, treasure it well, for the moment it leaves you, you leave here as well. I didn't share that bit on there. What I said was, £10,000 a month, so that the most precious gift I have is time, belongs to me. That means now, with my time, I can look to be how I can be of service and of use to others. What can I do in my community? How can I educate, motivate, and do other things? I'm able to make and transform lives. I'm able to optimize my health. I'm able to be free from the worry of paying bills and doing what I want to do. So £10,000 for my quality of life, minimizing my stress, optimizing my health, and maximizing where I find myself. Don't forget, that's for doing nothing for them. Didn't say I can't do something for God and still get rewarded. So compound interest. Until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed. Stay well, stay safe.